You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Glad you're back with us. It is a Thursday morning. We've made it to Thursday. Gorgeous. The colder yesterday, don't get me wrong, but balmy, as Kim just said, compared to what we might have this weekend back down in the single digits. So I was just getting kind of used to that. My son got a new puppy.
Oh.
And we're very happy with this new grand dog that we have. And he's cute as can be.
What kind?
He's a mix between like a husky and a German Shepherd.
It's going to be a lot of hair.
It's a lot of hair, and the dog's paws, I can barely close my hand around its paws. So when you see him walking around, you know, he's kind of flops around with his big old paws, and I'm thinking to myself, that's going to be a 75-pound dog. It's going to be huge, I think, one of these days, but that's what he wanted. He really wanted either one or the other, and we found at an adoption shelter a litter of puppies between them. I think the mom was the husky and the dad was the German Shepherd.
What's the dog's name?
Como.
That's cute.
Brad went to Mizzou, and he fondly thinks of Como as his happy place, so that's the name. I suggested Lit, but that didn't work.
For Lit Cigar?
No, Brad, you still have the drop there somewhere. Ethan, you probably do, where Brad used to say, "Is it lit?" And Carl recorded
was
that years
lit?
Ago. There it is. So I suggested the name Lit, but that didn't go over too well because he hates that fact that we still play that on occasion. And Tiberius, I suggested Tiberius or something. He rejected all of my suggestions.
Maybe Liam.
That would have been a good one.
You know, I'm just glad that when I asked what kind of dog it was, you didn't just say a mutt. I do not like when people say it's a mutt. That's like me being like, what type of animal?
Yeah, but
it's an
sometimes
animal.
You
it's a
don't,
mammal. Well, what type?
Sometimes you don't know.
Okay, but like,
that's
say,
a mutt.
But, okay, that's fine. But say it looks like this, it looks like that. When you say mutt, that could be a cross between any type of dog. It gives me no information about what it might look like.
Well, I mean, I guess if you get it at the shelter, you might not know who its parents were.
Okay, but does it look like a Shih Tzu or does it look like a lab? Those are
true.
Two very different dogs.
That's true. And this dog is gorgeous. It kind of walks like a German Shepherd, but its face is more white. Don't look at me like that. he's a pretty dog. We get to dog sit him this weekend because my son's in a wedding. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to having to walk him outside, though, when it's 4 degrees. Can I just tell you that?
Yeah, have fun with that.
No, thank you.
At least I don't have to walk my son.
He's not house trained yet,
degrees.
So we have to take him out frequently to get that worked out.
Newborn training for him when the time comes. You have to take the dog out
every
2 hours.
Yeah. He's got the little pads that they put down, and I don't know if he's actually using those yet or not. So we shall see. Coming up, we're going to get to Jeff Manasso here in a few minutes. Remember, the president signed that big $12 billion farm aid package. Why was that necessary? A lot of people are saying, hey, if the economy's so good, why are you having to bail out farmers? So we're going to talk to Jeff about the farmers' reaction to all this. I mean, part of this has to do with China not buying certain products. Now we've apparently negotiated and they're going to start buying those again. So relief is on the way for a lot of these farmers. And nobody said it was going to happen overnight. So I'm anxious to hear Jeff's report on that reaction. Nick Schroer, the state senator, at the bottom of the hour on his new gun bill. And before we're done here, we'll talk to the executive director of the Red Cross here in St. Louis and see what their needs are around the holidays. If we can help them out, of course we will. And we'll encourage you to do the same thing. Right now, though, we're going to get to this morning's top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Give me just a second here. I hit the wrong button. I know that that's going to shock and surprise all of you out there, right? And the audio's not on. What have you done to me here, Ethan, exactly?
Administration.
And Biden kept them.
Kept them.
Yeah.
So to me, this is absolutely normal. I mean,
seizing an oil tanker?
Yeah.
Not what Jake Tapper wanted to hear. He goes, wait a minute. I had you on to criticize the Trump administration, and what you just told me is this is a nothing burger. This is completely normal. We have sanctions against this country, and they're violating those sanctions. We did this during the Biden administration.
The plans they have is just a made-up thing that is not going to help these people for what they need to be able to afford insurance.
Amy Klobuchar, give me a break. She's criticizing already the Republican bill on trying to fix the health care problem. All she wants is free money to give away to people to subsidize their health care costs. That's it. That's all she wants. She doesn't care if it's a waste of money. She doesn't care if there's fraud. That's what she wants.
We got to stop looking at him as some kind of political Svengali or political Houdini or anything like that. He's done. We just got to butter this toast and slice it and eat it.
James Covey, the raging Cajun, the insane Cajun, I should say, that guy thinks that he's got the Democrats have Donald Trump on the ropes. No, he said it. That's what he said. They just got to finish this dish and roast him.
Okay, super fun show today. You're probably seeing the clips, but Erica has gone off on conspiracy theorists. Obviously, every journalist out there is emailing me because it's about me. It's indirect, but it's also about me.
It's all about you, isn't it, Candace? That's Candace Owens yesterday, who did a little tease of her show and mentioned Erica by name. And Erica Kirk had gone on Fox yesterday morning with Harris Faulkner and addressed some of these conspiracy theories and also addressed the pain that's associated with it. Now, would it not be painful enough to have the left, the people on the left who were gleeful at her husband's death? Wouldn't it be difficult enough to deal with? And now she has to deal with people that were on her side, you would think at some point, spending hours on the internet speculating on foreign countries sneaking into the country and murdering her husband, and that TPUSA might suggesting they might have known about it or somehow been involved. I mean, it's just it's the craziest thing ever. Here's Erica Kirk yesterday. Go to cut eight, please.
Come after me. Call me names. I don't care. Call me what you want. Go down that rabbit hole. Whatever. But when you go after my family, my Turning Point USA family, my Charlie Kirk Show family, when you go after the people that I love, and you're making hundreds and thousands of dollars every single episode going after the people that I love because somehow they're in on this. No.
You know, I have to say it. I've never seen you like this.
No, this is righteous anger because this is not okay. It's not healthy. This is a mind virus.
Strong words, mind virus. Now, some of the things...
That's same as mental health, mental illness.
Well, Candace is kind of teetering on that.
I don't know.
I used to really respect her. I've lost quite a bit of respect for her. I still think she's talented in many ways, and there are some things I appreciate about her, but this is not one of them. You know, Candace's claims, maybe one of them proves to be true and we eat our own words, but right now some of these claims she's making, they're just not helping, and they seem very crazy, and I can understand why Erica's hurt. You know, Erica has been criticized for not publicizing the location of Charlie's grave, and Candace actually did back her up and say, look, I understand why you wouldn't want to, because we all know what would happen. Everyone would just go vandalize that and just do terrible things. And she's Erica saying, I just want something for my family that we have to hold on to.
Yes.
But then Candace did rag on Erica, this whole thing about, hey, I'm very, very public all of the time. And then all of a sudden when something happens, I want privacy. And it wasn't just on Erica. She's saying this about really anybody in the public eye. She was talking about some housewife, you know, those shows, the housewives,
yeah, but you're
whatever.
Allowed to have some.
That's my thought, too.
I don't know.
Like the people who get married in the public eye and all these things, and you follow their relationship, and then when they separate, they all of a sudden want privacy. And Candace is saying, you don't get that. Like, you're either in it or you're out.
You know what it is? It's unnecessary as much as anything. If you've got these thoughts on your mind, give it some time. Just give them a little bit of time. That's all I would say. I don't know. Tucker was sort of defending Candace yesterday on some of this as well, which really surprised me. Coming up here, we're going to get to Jeff Manasso talking more about this farm bill package and why we should care. But of course, we should care about these farmers and how they've dealt with some of this. I don't know, the back and forth with China and China refusing to buy certain American products from these farmers, and the president reaching out and saying, hey, I know it's tough. We're going to get through this. We'll get to Jeff next. Bottom of the hour, Senator Nick Schroer.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First off, from me, I want to say thank you for this bridge payment. It's Christmas early for farmers. What you're doing here in D.C. is working. You have a backbone to stand up to other countries. for trade?
We employ around 150 people taking rice from the field to a finished product. Our farmers can feed this nation and many nations abroad, but we need fair trade, not free trade. Yep. And so we appreciate what you've done today.
All right. Obviously, some of the farmers there who gathered at the White House when the president presented this farm aid package to help them out with their reaction to the whole thing. Jeff Manasso has been covering the story for Fox News Radio. Jeff, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Doing well.
Yeah, good. So, you know, I saw the memes flying around. Why do farmers need $12 billion if Trump's tariffs are working? Is that generally been the reaction in Washington to this?
Well, I mean, it all depends on who you're talking to, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, one side says one thing and the other side says the other. But if you kind of come down to the ground level and you're talking to farmers, there's mixed reaction. We were chatting with some farmers in Iowa. And they call this Farmer Bridge Assistance Program a step in the right direction. Essentially, it's going to give them one-time payments. If they're row crop farmers, if they do corn or soybeans, this is going to give them a one-time payment. They've been struggling with higher production costs over the last several years, higher borrowing costs, borrowing rates. And then there's also the lost exports during tariffs have increased. By the way, these are going to be paid for by tariffs,
right? Okay,
not taxpayers. So this is well, you know, I mean, you know, you can split it, and again, depending on who you're talking to, they're going to say, well, it's all the same thing. But this is money that's coming into the federal government via tariffs that's going to be turned over to these farmers. So it's $11 billion that's going to be going to these row crop farmers. It's about another billion that's going to go to specialty crop farmers, farmers who do fruits and vegetables, you know, herbs and spices, Christmas trees, things like that. And so, you know, while some say it's a good start, Mark, others are just grateful that D.C. is finally listening to them. And you know, many are also hoping for stronger trade deals, saying that they don't want to rely on the government for these payments. They did, you know, just survive. They want to be able to do it on their own. But this is greatly appreciated because they've been set back quite a bit over the last several years.
Did they have to spend it in that certain way, or can it just be used in whatever way they want?
That's a really good question, Kim. I mean, the USDA says that farmers, they're going to find out how much aid that they're going to get before Christmas. The checks are going to be coming out before the end of February. I don't know if there's anything attached in terms of saying you must spend it on this or that. I guess I would assume that there's something, some language like that.
But they can't go buy a new TV with it, or maybe they could.
Yeah, maybe they could. Who knows?
Well,
buy TVs with
yeah, really.
Thank you. Right. I mean, they get extra money in the bank. They were going to buy the TV last year, but they couldn't afford it, and this year they can. I'm just tongue in cheek there, but at the end of the day, part of this problem in the negotiations is that the Chinese government suddenly stopped buying a lot of these American products, right? Like all of them.
Yeah, well, like soybeans. I mean, yeah. For example, in Iowa alone, farmers produced over 500 million bushels of soybeans this year, but the tariffs cost farmers their largest buyer. Yeah, it's China, which has bought less than 3 million metric tons of soybeans since October. That's well short of the 12 million metric ton goal set by a trade deal with President Donald Trump. There's ongoing, you know, as talks continue. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent recently saying that China is, though, on track to purchase 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans by the end of February and at least 25 million tons of U.S. soybeans in the next 3 years. This is really, really welcome news to soybean farmers, row crop farmers, that again, they don't want welfare. They want to be able to do it on their own, and they're going to be if these numbers keep.
Well, I know, I don't know if you can answer this or not, Jeff, but the American farm has been, in terms of individual ownership, has been shrinking as big companies have come in and bought up a bunch of this. Is this money targeted to, you know, the people that are still independent, or is it available as well to these corporations?
I don't have that answer for you, but I would assume that it's for any farmer who applies. you know, in that meeting at in the White House last week with Brooke Rollins, the Department of Ag Secretary, I mean, they were pretty confident and pretty upbeat that any farmer who needs it is going to be able to have access to these funds.
Yeah. Really fast, a question from our Facebook page. Sharon's asking, what about cattle ranchers? Are they getting anything?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Jeff Manasa, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you later. Good. Yeah. So questions. Yeah, I don't know who all it covered in terms of them being able to. Maybe it was just industries that were impacted by, you know, trade overseas where like in China's case, they suddenly just stopped cold turkey and they weren't buying anything anymore. I don't know if that affected the beef farmers or not.
So allegedly because of the tariffs, that would be why he's using that money to pay him back. But I mean, there have been issues with the cost of like beef and stuff has been over the years astronomical. But yeah, could you say that's because of tariffs? I don't know.
I think the tariffs are a great negotiating tool, and I'm praying the president wins that fight at the Supreme Court, that we need that decision sooner rather than later. Coming up, Senator Nick Schroer. He and I talked earlier this week after I read this gun bill by State Rep Steve Butts, who's a Democrat, who wants new red flag laws. And Nick's response was, hey, I got a bill that's 100% the opposite of that. So we'll talk to Nick about that coming up. Stay tuned.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, just a quick update here. We were talking to Jeff Manasso about that farm aid package, and there were some things Jeff knew and some he didn't. Now, he's a reporter covering this story with farmers' reactions to it. I asked him a couple questions that I didn't know if he'd know the answer to or not, but he did call back to confirm that ranchers are covered by this, right, Kim?
Yeah, I was impressed that he took the time when we got off the air that he called back and said, yes, in fact, they're included.
He did get us an answer to that one. So I appreciate Jeff. He does a good job. And, you know, he covers a different story every morning for Fox News Radio. So I'm sure he immerses himself as much as he can in some of this coverage. All right. Speaking of coverage, I covered this earlier this week. This is a story Channel 4 first brought to my attention about a bill that State Representative Steve Butts had submitted on December 1st, pre-filed, I should say, for the legislative session. Listen.
I really wanted to file a bill that narrowly defined who could alert law enforcement
get a court order to get the weapons on a temporary basis out of the home.
Representative Steve Butz says his proposal creates an extreme risk order of protection to take weapons for a short time from someone who presents an immediate and present danger of injury to themselves or others.
Yeah, part of the coverage of the Butz story, and I immediately reached out to my friend Senator Nick Schroer, who I've got on the phone this morning. Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm wonderful. We're just a couple weeks away from session, and this bill that you're talking about, the Steve Butz one, has been around for a while.
It's a red flag law bill, basically, right?
Yeah. And I've got two bills that are kind of the counter to that. I know we're going to jump into the big one, but forgot to remind you, the very first bill on December 1st that I filed was the Keep Our School Safe Act. It's one that is going to require that armed and trained student resource officers are going to be in every location and every building that students are in. And this is something that dates back to when Kehoe was a lieutenant governor and had a school task force. But it's going to go even further and allow our retired police, retired military, if they can pass the background checks and are still current on all of their post-certification, they can volunteer to come and protect our schools.
Wow. I mean, that's fantastic. And you said that was this one of the recommendations from the then Lieutenant Governor's task force?
Yeah, this is right after COVID. So COVID kind of put a wrinkle into it, but that was one of the main recommendations, is that every single building that we have that has students in it needs to be protected, like our, you know, concerts and our stadiums when we have sports. But that's Senate Bill 886. The counter to the red flag bill is Senate Bill 1055. And we've seen this red flag bill coming in time and time again. Constitutional scholars come in and they say, look, I don't care how you paint this picture, it's unconstitutional. It lacks the due process requirements. And again, for the takings, you have to have a hearing on the merits before you can take somebody or restrict their Second Amendment rights. And we already have the avenues to do that under current law.
I thought so. Yeah, I mean, I did. This bill, it seems like, from the Channel 4 coverage, is directly connected to that Gateway Performing Arts Center shooting, where they had body cam of going to this guy's house a couple of months before. He had a gun. His family was concerned about it. They apparently turned the gun over to a relative who gave it back to him. The family wanted to know why they couldn't take it, and they claimed they didn't have the right to do that because he was of legal age and passed a background check.
Yeah, there's a lot of different avenues that we've seen law enforcement come in and testify, talking about, look, you can have an order of protection if you feel that this person is a threat to someone else. You can contact law enforcement if they are a threat to themselves. And then through that hearing on the merits, and that's key, as long as you give them the opportunity to present their case, the defense, to say, whether it's the neighbor alleging that I, am threatening to harm them, we at least have to honor the due process requirements that are in our Constitution. And essentially, under the Biden administration, there was a lot of talk of them trying to sign an executive order, or at least his auto pen signing an executive order that would blanket the entire United States and require this red flag program. So this anti-red flag part of Senate Bill 1055, it starts out saying, look, I don't care what the feds do. I don't care what the municipalities do. You cannot issue some sort of red flag database or red flag system where you take the guns and then ask questions later. But then it goes even further. We've got a firearm sales tax holiday. So if you want to go out and buy a new gun or ammunition, that's going to be part of the sales tax holidays that we see several times a year.
Oh, nice.
We've got the sale of confiscated guns. This is a big one. And this is going to go back to the money earned here. So St. Louis Police Department goes out, does a drug bust or whatever. They find some guns. They run their database to make sure, hey, is this linked to any other crime? Is it a stolen gun? And if it's not, they can auction these guns and ammunition off with that money, helping fund them do what they do best, and that's protect and serve.
I was just going to say, I heard some analogy the other day about guns, and it was this idea that the invention of the car, that obviously led to more deaths because you have people speeding and driving recklessly, but that people would never say, well, because there are more crashes, we should just get rid of all the cars. It's kind of like the guns. It's a constitutional right to have a gun, right to protect yourself, because we do have mentally ill people who try to hurt us. And you will have potentially more death with people having guns, but it doesn't mean that the solution is just to take the guns away from people. Because like you said, it's a slippery slope when you're sitting here trying to enforce these red flag laws.
It absolutely is. And that's, one of the big issues that I'm digging into right now is the connection between the founding of our nation. And this is just like a side project for me. I'm reading the Founders Bible and connecting the founding of our nation with, and even a lot of the presidents are mentioning how Christianity and the Bible has played an integral role in all of our rights, especially the Second Amendment when it comes to defending ourselves and our family. And it goes even further. But yeah, I mean, the invention of McDonald's has actually led to more people dying of heart disease and high cholesterol. So it's a very slippery slope of what we've seen in nations that don't have the Second Amendment. The government can come in like we saw in Australia. Years ago, they took away the guns. And then during COVID, what did we see? We saw actual COVID camps where, hey, I think you've got COVID. I think you haven't wear your mask the right way. You got to go into this camp. That was truly happening during COVID. So the insanity of a tyrannical government coming in, pushing us around, the check and balance there is our Second Amendment. Just read Federalist 46 and you'll see why.
It's a great point, Nick. I mean, and the left who claims to be, you know, all about protecting people, if it wasn't for those amendments, the First Amendment, yeah, and the Second Amendment, but in the case of the First Amendment, if we didn't have that protection, we'd be facing the same thing in America that they faced in Germany, where people are getting arrested for social media posts that the other side doesn't like because they're not politically correct or they're offended somehow.
Well, and I don't know if you've heard this one recently in Ireland. So, yeah, we've all seen the social media posts in the UK. But in Ireland right now, there is a Catholic school teacher. Get this, a Catholic school teacher that has been arrested and fined tons of money because he refuses to call a male student who refers to himself as they, them. He refers to just, you know, bow down and you know, say something that's non-scientific and not in line with his faith. And he's being prosecuted for that in Ireland right now.
Yes.
And I think his name is maybe Edmund Burke. I can give you the story on that. But it's insane because of the protections that we have, because of the foresight that our founding fathers had, including the Second Amendment and all of our rights that have been given to us by God, and we're honoring them within our founding documents. That's why the experiment in liberty, the founding of this nation, has not changed. We've only had one form of government since the 1700s. There's no other nation that can say that.
Your bill also extends protections for self-defense, right?
Yeah, so we saw what happened with the Mark McCloskey issue a couple of years ago, and now Kim Gardner, who tried to prosecute him for political points. She's now back in the eye of the Missouri bar, is looking to take her license away, something that I think all of us were calling for years ago. It's going to extend the self-defense and say, look, the defendant has the burden to prove he or she reasonably believed physical or deadly force was necessary to protect them. But it flips that burden to where they can just raise the self-defense card, so to speak, saying, look, this is my house. This is my castle. You came in. And then the prosecutor has to show that it was unreasonable at that point in time.
Yeah, great. Well, we're going to be following all that stuff when the session gets underway. What, the 7th? Is that correct?
Yeah, the 7th is when it's kicking off. And here's the other interesting point. All the Democrats that I've talked to in the Missouri Senate, I get along with a lot of them, especially the Black Caucus, because they don't lie to me like some other politicians do. But what I'm hearing is that they're going to kick and scream and filibuster because we used the previous question a couple times last year. They're going to stop everything the first month of session. Why is the news media not reporting on that? Because if anything's an insurrection, that might be.
That's a good question. Thank you for bringing it up. We'll be sure and talk more about it. Nick, we're out of time, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Hey, God bless you all. Thanks for having me on.
State Senator Nick Schroer there on one of the bills, a couple of the bills he's proposing when they get underway next month. All right. Quick break here. You know, it's holiday season is upon us. People are distracted doing other things. The Red Cross is always out there doing good work, and we're going to talk to them about some of their needs during this holiday season right after this. All right, welcome back into the show. You know, we're always trying to do what we can around here to help people out. And, of course, we've talked about some of the food banks and all needing a little extra help around the holidays as demand is up. That is also true for our friends at the American Red Cross. We got Lucretia Cox on the phone with us this morning, Executive Director. Lucretia, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I guess we should clear it up right away that we are not related that we know of, correct?
No, not at all.
It's great having you on. So, you know, I guess when I think Red Cross, I think of blood donations, but you guys do so much more for emergencies and crises all across the country.
Yes, we absolutely do, especially in St. Louis this year with the disaster of the tornado.
Yeah, well, I mean, we appreciate that hard work. What happens around? I know in the summertime there's a little bit of a lull around the holidays. People are busy doing other things. I know you've got a blood drive coming up, but what is the immediate need for you guys right now?
Yes, so typically this time of year, a lot of people are busy and, you know, they're just not donating blood at a high level. And so we are so grateful for this partnership with Odyssey to do this blood drive. We know that there's, you know, a lot of car accidents and, you know, there's a lot of people who have cancer. And so we're just trying to keep up with the need of the blood supply so that hospitals can have and to save lives. And so that's the main thing that we're doing this time of year. And we're just so grateful.
Obviously, you want all types of blood, but there's one in particular that you really need, right?
Yeah, we are always looking for O negative blood, but if you any type of blood would be great. And so we're encouraging everyone to come out. We have our blood drive from December 16th to December 19th on multiple locations throughout the St. Louis metro area.
Yeah, it's just Red Cross. What's the best clearinghouse for people to go to get that information of where they can find a location maybe that's convenient?
So you can check us out on our website. You can go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code Odyssey. Or either you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and someone will direct you so that you can make an appointment.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. So that's right. Just to be clear, right at the top of the page, it says find a blood drive. That's where you would just type in the word Odyssey?
Yes. Yes, on that website. And, I mean, we have, like I said, several locations from the Metro East to St. Louis County to St. Louis City. It's all over the metro area.
Oh, that should be easy. Yeah, there are plenty of that. There's a map with the dots all over it. There's nowhere in the sound of my voice from Festus to Washington to the east side to Edwardsville, Belleville, wherever you are, there's going to be somewhere in the area where you could see times that are available to swing by and donate blood. It's just for a good cause and something else to make you feel good through the holidays, huh?
Yes, absolutely. It's the time of giving, and what better way to give blood during this season? And we're also giving a special gift, too. So if you donate blood from December 8th to 18th, you can receive a $15 Amazon gift card that will be given by email. Or if you donate between December 19th through January 4th, you can receive an exclusive Red Cross long sleeve T-shirt.
Very nice. And of course, people, we encourage people to do that. I know there's always a need for platelets as well. Is that part of this drive?
We are always encouraging people to donate platelets. And, you know, Power Red is really good. And so, therefore, we encourage people, if you just donate blood regularly, you can donate blood and give every 56 days. But if you do Power Red, it accounts for two servings, so it's a little bit longer units of blood. So.
Well, Lucretia Cox, listen, we appreciate your time. RedCrossBlood.org is the website, and people can sign up to start giving on the 16th. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a happy holiday.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Yeah, get on there. Give if you can. And the Odyssey Station group down here is trying to help out all we can. All right, Brian Kilmeade coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you Friday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.